Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I've made my resolution.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this 90 minutes. And I appreciate you listening to the show. And if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by simply doing this. Pick up your phone, dial this number, 347-327-9316. Again, the call number to this program is 347-327-9316. We've been off for a couple of days and rested up and ready to go. So if you would like to be a part of the program, again, the call number 347-327-9316. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's the Divine Guidance card, and we definitely need that as You know, I can't believe that we're almost at the end of the year. And, you know, as we go into 2014, there's a lot of things coming up for us and a lot of good things coming up for us. And we definitely thank, you know, Spirit for that divine guidance in our lives and in every situation that we face. And I will probably do a prediction show probably sometime next week. And so you might want to keep that in mind sometime next week, I believe. So divine guidance, especially right now as we go into a new year coming up really soon. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll talk to the callers on the queue. That's in the queue. So, all right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, right now, I just ask that you would help me become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you so much for that. Father, Mother God, right now, I thank you for those that are listening to me live and those that will listen to this program archive. Father, Mother God, I pray that you would meet their needs, whatever needs that they have. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for touching the person that we prayed about the other day when we were on air that was in the ICU. She is doing better, and we're thankful for that, a little bit of improvement. And we just thank you for continually touching her body and continually moving in her behalf. And all we want in every situation of our lives is your will, and that's what we pray about in this situation right now. Father, Mother God, just move with all of those that need jobs and maybe places to live and work in every situation, and surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Kate in Ohio. Hi.
Hey, it's nice to hear you back. I missed you. I couldn't find you, and the person that answered the phone said he hadn't been on in a while, so it's nice to have you back. My question to you, what do you see happening to me in the near future?
In the future? Are you considering a move? Why would I see a move? Are you thinking about a move, or?
No, not really. I mean, if I got money, yes, but otherwise, no.
Okay. Because it takes money to move, and I totally understand that. Because I keep seeing a move for you by the end of next year. I would say possibly this time next year, 2014. You probably are moving. I just feel like it's a good thing for you to do at that point. But I do feel like your financial situation will get better as you go into 2014, and you will have that money by the end of 2014 to make that move.
Okay.
I feel like you're still gonna. I still feel like you're gonna be in the same, state, things like that. But I don't see you moving out of state. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that. May I ask you just one more question real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe. I was scammed, okay, for some money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm waiting on my landlord to call because my check bounced from this month, but I get paid next week, Tuesday. Will she be happy that I'll be able to pay for this month and next month, too? Will she be happy?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be okay. I feel like that she'll work with you and she'll understand the situation. She's a pretty understanding person, you know.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. I take out the garbage every week, and I sidewalk, I shovel. I just do those things for her, you know. So.
Right.
You know,
it's not like that this is a habit with you. I mean, this is, you know, not something that you normally do. And so and she understands that, and she'll work with you. So, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael, and it's nice to have you back, and I'm going to follow you. And I forgot my my password for my thing, so I have to go and find it somewhere or go and enter a new one, but I'm glad to talk to you and glad to see you back because I like the way you talk. Okay?
Well,
thank you.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the kind words. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Take care, please. Bye-bye.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye. All right. It's always nice to hear nice things about ourselves. And you know, I'm just doing the best I can, and that's all I can do, you know. And just like you, you know, we just take one day at a time. You know, I think what happens a lot of times, we just get in a big hurry and you know, and time goes by fast. I mean, honestly, can you believe that we are at the end of 2013? I mean, we are. Just within weeks, we'll be into a new year. A couple weeks, we'll be into a brand new year and a brand new energy that will be sweeping our planet as we go into 2014. And I believe that 2014 is that year for a change, for good, positive changes in our lives. And a lot of you are going, well, that's about time, man. And I definitely see that. I know a lot of other people are making predictions for 2014 already, and they're seeing just good things coming up. And you know, I really feel like that we'll have some positive changes and positive things moving into our past. And, you know, it's up to us to manifest that and draw that to us, you know. Today I was, you know, for a minute I was up in my head, and, yeah, I go up in my head sometimes, and I was like, okay, what am I doing up in my head, you know, because I know better. And so let's not listen to our heads. Let's listen to our hearts and you know, be that change that we want to see in the world today. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do is to be that change. And, you know, a lot of times we just get wrapped up in the chaos and we don't see the answers. And so we just got to slow down sometimes and see the answers. All right, let's go ahead and talk.
I'm Michael.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I'm good.
That's great. Just to piggyback on what you were just speaking of, I got notification today that an application I put in was referred to the hiring manager, and I wanted to know if you see me moving forward in that process with interviewing and possibly being selected for the job.
Definitely see an interview for you. Definitely see that. Let me see. And definitely see this job being offered to you. Yeah, I would say yes on this. You should hear something. Timeline on this should be pretty you know, pretty quick. I think there's going to be a little bit of delay on them getting back with you because of the holidays, you know, back-to-back here. We got Christmas and then we got New Year's. And so it could be at the beginning of next year by the time they get back and everything is settled. I do definitely see you working by the beginning of next year. So, but with all these holidays back-to-back here, coming up, it's going to be a little bit of a delay, I feel, before they get back with you.
Okay. And also, can you confirm who is trying to get my attention?
Okay. On the other side? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I'm not sure who, but it's just for the past couple of days I've been hearing sighing, and today at work, I sit in the queue, and there was no noise going on, but, you know, I heard, like, just this noise.
Okay, just like
and it was on my right
okay,
side.
Just a sigh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is your father on the other side?
No.
Okay.
I have two
because
grandfathers.
Okay, because I'm getting a presence that's coming through here that's coming across to me like father-like. Would either one of them fit into that category?
No, not my grandfather, no.
Not your grandfather? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Because they're coming across. Is there anybody on the other side that would have been like a father to you? Anybody that helped raise you a little bit or anything like that? Because I will tell you, I have the spirit with me, and I'm going to stay with this because I got everything that is telling me I need to stay right here. Otherwise, I would have passed this on already as confusing energy. But I feel like I'm supposed to stay with this. Anybody like that on the other side?
No.
Okay.
Are you getting a name?
I'm not getting a name. Okay, well, I just got a name. Does the name Walter mean anything to you?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's okay. It might be for somebody else that's in the queue because I'm picking up this. So I'm gonna shelf that because it's not making any sense to you. But I also would keep this in the back of your mind because this might come to you later. A lot of times, you know, we're not thinking about all of our childhood or something like that. So I wouldn't totally push it out of there, but I would think about it. But and this also could be a spirit guide trying to get your attention at the same thing. So, but I'm not sure. But I keep getting like is your father okay at the time? Because they're paying attention to your father. I'm going to stay with this for just a second longer.
Okay. I don't talk to my father, so I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this could be his father coming through, and that's why I keep getting a father thing. Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in, and but, you know, as you know, as far as your answer, that you know, it's a yes. So, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. No problem.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
You too. Yeah, because... let's talk to 303. You're on air with me. Hi. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
This is Jane, and I'm just calling to find out if you feel like 2014 is going to be better for me and as far as friendships and relationships go. I've had a lot of you know, people kind of leave my life this year, and I felt pretty bad about it, and I don't know why.
Okay. You don't know why they're leaving, or you don't know why you're
well,
bad
I mean,
about it?
Well, I mean, like I had a best friend who just kind of dumped me, and I can't figure out, her name's Casey, and I can't figure out why, and she won't communicate,
okay.
And that's like one, and it just bothers me that it's been a few people, and I've done nothing that I can think of.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have had this been going on, you know, this year. I've had it myself a little bit. You know, some people are just leaving and don't know why, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always a reason for it. It makes us sad. And the one thing that I don't want you to do and Spirit doesn't want you to do is get into your head and think it's your fault. What I feel like is going on here is that you're just – moving into a higher vibration, and as you're moving into a higher vibration, they're just not fitting into that anymore, not fitting into the same role as they used to be. And, you know, a lot of people are distancing themselves from family, a lot of friends, you know, there's just a lot of changes this year. And I feel like as we go into 2014, I feel like 2014 is still going to be that going on. You know, we're just
uh-huh.
moving into higher vibrations than those people are not, and it doesn't mean that they're bad people or anything like that. I don't want to, you know, leave that out there. It just means that they're just not moving on at the moment. That doesn't mean they won't. It just means they're not right now.
I see.
But, yeah, because I really feel like that you've grown spiritually this year. Does that make sense to you? I feel like you've grown spiritually a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up and grown spiritually in a lot of ways because of
right.
a lot of things that have gone on in my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And you know, if you look back at these people that are leaving, you know, maybe they just, you know, I had the same thing one time. A lot of people in one year, I lost a lot of friends, and I was like, what the heck is going on, you know? And I was like, I haven't done anything wrong, just like what you're saying. And then my spirit guide told me that, you know, I'm moving on into higher vibration, and they just don't work in that same place anymore. But I
okay.
do see, as you go into 2014, I do believe that you're going to have a lot of strong spiritual friends. I really feel like 2014 is going to be that year where you have a great spiritual support system. I don't think you've had that in the past, but I do feel like you're going to have that as you go into 2014. So don't be worried. You know, you're going to make new friends and stuff like that. And it doesn't mean that these old friends won't come back some other, you know, some other time. They might come back into your life, but you're moving on a little bit right now. And because I do see some of them returning. I will tell you that. I do see that some of them will be around in 2014. They're just not there right now with you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. And you have a great
okay.
weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
All
bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Laura. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you see anything going on with a career change or a move to another state, anything around that?
Okay, I wouldn't really see a change location-wise until possibly the end of 2014, early 2015, but I do see a career change for you coming into 2014. Looks like, to me, it looks like about January, February. They're saying 2 to 3 months out, so this, you know, depending on where Spirit starts counting, which I think they're counting this month, that would put you December, January, February, put you about the end of February.
Would I be at the same company or at a different company?
I feel like that you're going to be at the same company.
Oh. So when you say career change, because right now I'm on a contract. Do you think they'll be hiring me on a permanent basis?
Yes, I would say yes on that, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. For a minute there, I was a little worried because I was saying, yeah, you had a little bit of apprehension there, and I was like, okay, is she wanting to? Yeah. So, but yeah. So I definitely see them hiring you. So, yeah.
Wow, that's great. And then I'll be able to get my house, but you think it'll be more towards the end of the year?
Yeah, I feel like it's more leaning towards the end of 2014 into 2015.
Are you picking up anything about the house?
I'm not picking up anything about the house at this moment. And timelines, I will tell you, timelines right now for a lot of readers are very tricky because we're in new energies and we're at the end of this year getting ready to go into some more new energies. And so timelines for it can be really tricky. And time is moving so fast right now that it's a little hard. So, but on the house, I would still stick with about the end of 2014. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Happy holidays.
No problem. Happy holidays to you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and let's just slow down for a second. Let me focus here. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. You can also set up full readings at www.insightswithmichael.com. They are on sale at the moment. And those prices will go up come January 1st, which is not that far away, really, guys. So take advantage. I know that money's tight right now with the holidays and everything like that, but, you know, if you have a few bucks laying around, prices are pretty reasonable, so check them out at www.insightswithmichael.com. Give you you know, a little bit of what's, you know, you could expect for 2014 for your own life. So, all right, let's go ahead with 614. You're calling from Ohio as well. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I am good. Hello? I can't complain. So.
Good, good. I wanted to find out a little bit about 2014. I would like to move to another state. And also if I would have a good job when I do move, better than what I'm getting paid now.
Yeah, because I would say yes on both of those. And I would say that that's coming up, I would say about March, looks like about March, if not sooner, for both of those. You know, I just feel like that 2014 is that year of movement for you. I would see that because I just feel like that you're stagnated or you feel that way. It's just like things are just dragging right now. Does that make sense to you? Like nothing's moving at the moment? Yeah.
Right.
And there's a little bit of, not a whole lot of depression around you, but there's just a little bit of depression. Do you fight depression or is that just something that's going on right now? I just feel a little bit of, okay.
People around me, yes.
Okay, that's what I could.
Do you see anybody coming in my life after the move?
I mean, after the move, I would say yes. I would say more towards the end of 2014, somebody coming into your life. Somebody that looks long-term to me as far as relationship goes as well. But I would see that more. I would see that more towards the end of 2014, early 2015.
Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Jackie in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How
Hello.
Can I help you today?
Hi. I just want to know if you could tell me whether my father wants to see me get the house. My mother and father are on the other side, but I just really need to know if it's something my father would want me to get.
I feel like that's a yes. My question to you and what I hear from the other side is why are you questioning this? Because I feel
it's
like
been taking so long. It's been taking so long.
Okay.
And the case has been dragged out, and the money is piling up every day, and I don't know how I can manage it. I hope I get help
right.
from the other
yeah.
side to be able to deal with it when the chips eventually
okay.
fall.
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet for just a second and let me see if I can tune in a little bit and let's see if we can get some answers on this, okay? So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Yeah, because it's like you're losing patience, you know. It's like it's just like you said, just dragging out, and you're just growing very tired. I feel like that spirit's definitely going to work in your behalf on this. You should see some movement on this coming up pretty quick. I would say in January, some movement on this. I wouldn't see anything this year because of holidays and stuff coming up. But I would see some movement on it as you go into first of 2014. I see some movement on this in a positive way for you because, you know, court cases and stuff do take money and you know, money's getting tight for you. And so, I keep hearing we're on your side. This is what I keep hearing from the other side. I keep hearing a couple people saying we're on your side and we're working for you. And so they don't want you to give up, and I really feel like that this house belongs with you, and so I believe that your father and your mother are working on the other side to get this done. So I know getting tired, I understand that. I get tired sometimes waiting for Spirit to move, but Spirit always moves, in divine guidance and divine timing. So, but I would see some movement on this at the beginning of the year. Okay.
Okay, do you see anything with my grandmother on it? Because I'm dealing with things across generations that just didn't make sense to me. I'm just connecting the dots since my mom died. You know, why certain people just always responded negatively.
Right. I don't see anything on that. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have anything on that. I don't know why this is going on. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know at this point. You know, hold on for just a second because I kept hearing a voice. And just hold on for just a second. Let me be sure that... It feels like skeletons like are in the closet. Does that make any sense to you? Like some things are popping up. Okay. Because my spirit guide's funny, and all of a sudden he was in a he was coming in my vision like in a skeleton costume, and so I couldn't figure out what he was doing, and so it was like a whole bunch of stuff popping up right now. I feel like that, you know, just, you know, they're saying that that will clear up and that will be taken care of, but, you know, just keep digging a little deeper into things and Spirit will work things out for you, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. No problem.
Sure. Michael?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You were speaking about a Walter. Initially to someone else, a father. And I wasn't sure what you were going to say to that person. You said maybe someone on a line. When you said that, I felt like you were speaking to me. Was there any specific word you had for that Walter person at the time?
Walter person? But Walter does make sense to you?
I was thinking Windsor.
Okay, yeah. I'm
no connection.
I'm getting, yeah, no, because I'm getting more like a Walter. I keep hearing like a Walter, so yeah.
Okay.
But I appreciate you asking about it. Yeah.
Thank you anyway,
thank you so much.
And God bless you. Have a wonderful holiday. I'm glad you're back on.
You too. All right. Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Yeah, I'm going to put this name out there. If Walter connects with you, please let me know. I had forgot about it a little bit, but I feel that. So Walter could be, I will tell you, Walters or Walter. Okay? This could be a last name. I'm feeling more like it's a last name, like Walters. Okay? So I just want to be clear on that. So if it's connecting with you, this could be a friend, this could be family member, you know, so, all right. Let me see, where am I at? Let's go ahead to 502, you're on air with me, and I appreciate you calling in, and it looks like you're new today, so hi.
Hi, I would like to know if you see any babies coming up for me, like pregnancy.
Pregnancies? I would say yes. Looks like, hold on for a minute, looks like 3 to 4 months, so this looks like around about March or April.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 267. Hi. Whoop.
Hello? Hi.
You're on.
I'm just calling to find out when I could expect to get a job to start working.
Okay. Can you say your name out loud for me, please, so I can tap into your
name? Sure. It's Maggie or Magdalene.
Okay. We'll go with Maggie.
Okay.
So I'm going to be quiet for a second. Has it been a while since you've been working? Has it been a little bit?
Yeah, it's been a very, very long time, about 5 months.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I feel a little bit of frustration because nothing's opening up right now. I'm going to go with by the end of January.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you tell me, like, because I had 3 interviews that went well, like, last, well, actually it was this week.
Okay.
is there any possibility that, you know, it would open up sooner?
It could open up sooner, but I'm saying like at the beginning of next year, you know, because we got two holidays coming up right back to back here, and a lot of businesses don't make major decisions, you know, right now. You know, a lot of them are not even working full schedules at the moment, what's coming up with next week. So I'm hoping it sooner, but I'm going to say at least by that second week in January. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that second week in January you should be working. So that would mean an interview would be coming up right after the first of the year.
Okay.
And I feel like if you wrote down those three, you know, things that you've had, those interviews already, if you wrote those down, I feel like the job, if you write them down in an order, I feel like it would be like that second choice is the one that you'd be working with. So I don't know which one that would be, but they're saying that it would
like
be
the order
one
of
in the middle.
The order of when,
like,
I had the interview?
Yeah, like the companies
that
interviewed you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were they different companies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you wrote them down, if you wrote those three, you know, companies down on a piece of paper, you know, in the order of the interviews as they called you, then I feel like that's the one you'll be working at, be the one in the middle.
The second one.
Okay?
Oh, good. Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, because I kept seeing, like, numbers in my head, and it was like 1, 2, 3, and then they circled the 2, and so telling me that it would be the one in the middle. We're gonna take a short break. I need a break for minutes. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. We won't be gone very long at all. And let's go ahead and put this song on. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't wake you up. I don't know what will. So, and, you know, and that's what our world needs, a smile here and there. You know, it, do you know that smiling is contagious? Do you know that? It is contagious. If you smile at somebody, they'll probably smile back, you know. So try it and see what happens, all right? All right, let's go ahead and talk to you're on a Skype call and you're calling me from the UK. So appreciate you calling in. Hi. Hello? Okay. For whatever reason, nobody's there. So let's go to Joanne in New York. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. I'm in a relationship, and I'd like to know what's going to be happening with our finances and if you think it's advisable for me to be moving.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm still dancing in my head from the song that I was playing, so let me stop dancing in my head and answer your question here. I feel like your finances will get better with both of you. I feel like your financial situation will get better as you go into next year. And I do see a move for you. I do feel a little apprehensive, you know, on your part with this move. But I feel like as a reader, it's a good move for you. You know, anytime that we move, you know, it's a little, you know, a little nerve-wracking sometimes. But I only see positives up for you as you go into next year. And you didn't ask about your relationship, but your relationship, I feel like, is going to become more solid. I keep hearing solidified in my head. And so I would feel like your relationship, you guys are going to grow closer and closer together as you go into 2014. So that's a good thing.
Just quickly, this financial situation is a lot of litigation going on. Do you see a breaking point for at least a timeline for when one of the cases would be settled? Because it's a lot of money is tied up in this litigation. It's been going on for kind of like years, and they're coming to a cumulative area, at least one of them.
Okay. I'm hearing 2 to 3 months, so let me see where Spirit's counting. And timelines can be tricky, and especially with legal stuff, as you know.
I know,
they
we're
drag
like
out,
pretty broke.
Right?
We're pretty
yeah,
broke.
yeah. We don't want you in a cardboard box somewhere. So we don't want you moving there. So we want you moving.
House is really nice, but we're pretty broke. We're living like
right.
Hand to mouth right now.
So I'm gonna say by the end of January. This should
okay.
Be, yeah, I would say by the end of January. I'm hoping that it's sooner, but, you know, with all the holidays coming up right now, I would push it to January.
All right, and you think this move will be a good one for me then?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Because I am a little scared, you know, I'm a little apprehensive because it's a big move because it's from New York to Dallas. And,
yeah, that's a big.
It's a little scary. But I want to thank you. It's kind of a good thing. I kind of did want to hear all that. And I bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you know, yeah. Anytime that we step out, you know, because I feel like that this is hooked to your relationship somehow. Does that make sense? Is this move hooked to that or?
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah, it's like a move that I wanted to make, like, you know, a few months ago. But, you know, when he's eager, he's like, you know, I can come up next week and let's get things going and rolling, you know. And I have 4 dogs, and there's like, oh, that's nothing. There's a 5th dog that I wanted to be bringing with me. Do you think I'm going to be getting him and taking him with me?
Yes. Yeah.
You
definitely.
Do? You do see me taking the other dog?
Yeah, that was a definite, yeah. That was a definite.
Really? Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because I really, really, I really need to get this dog. It's a dog I've been fostering, and I really, really want that dog. He needs me, actually.
Yeah, yeah, he does need you. And you guys have a – the one that I'll tell you about you and the dog, you guys have a very special bond. Spirit's not going to break that. And, you know, Spirit brought it into your path for a reason, so Spirit's not going to take that away. And so I would say definitely yes. And, you know, and just, you know, don't let fear hold you back. And not just this move, but in any situation in your life, I would tell you not to let fear hold you back. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I was so afraid of legal intervention with that because the people that have him, I've been caring for him. I found him tied up to a pole, and this is on the property that he lives at. And, I mean, I provide bedding and food and toys and everything for him, you know, everything. And they don't care for him at all, but they've been amiable with me, and I've been very blessed to be able to get on their property and make some kind of connection, friendship with them, and they just don't care for him. And they've actually let me take him to my home, but now it's gotten to the point where they're kind of like, they feel that there's an ego situation involved, and now they're kind of like keeping him sort of from me. But I really, really, really want this dog, and I've been praying on it that God will let them have a change of heart and let me take him.
Yeah, I would just call it done, and, you know, and what's happening is egos are getting in the way, and anytime, you know, egos start into play here, you know, there could be some problems, and, you know, they really don't want this dog, and so this dog belongs with somebody that will love it and take care of it, which is you. So I see it working out, so I wouldn't get caught up in all that worry and all that fret, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you, and happy holidays to you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to give you a website address again to set up full readings with me. Those are on sale for the next, I guess, next couple weeks here. And so it is www.insights, there's an S, with Michael. That's www.insightswithmichael.com. Those are on sale at the moment, and they will go up January 1st, 2014. I can't believe that we're saying 2014 already, but that's okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 510. You're on air.
Yes, hi. This is Camille in Alameda.
Hi.
And,
hi.
Okay, so my question is, how do you see my business? I am a hypnotherapist. How do you see my hypnotherapy and life coaching business taking shape in 2014?
I definitely see it taking off in 2014. It's like my spirit guide, he's very funny sometimes when he shows me things. He showed me like a rocket ship launching off, and I really feel like that your business is going to definitely advance as you go into 2014. What are your concerns about this? Because I feel a little bit of concern with you on this.
Part of my concern has been me not necessarily being taken seriously. Some people hear me say hypnotherapy and they think it's hocus pocus, or they hear a woman being proactive and having her own business and they think it's something else, like something, like I say hypnotherapy to some people, they think I mean prostitute.
Oh, yeah. People don't, understand. But, you know, I'm sorry you're going through that. But, yeah, a lot of times people don't understand. And the one thing that I really feel like that you need to do is just stand in your own. You know, you know that you're qualified. You know that what this is. You know that you're not doing anything wrong. And so it doesn't matter. The one thing I've learned, because I have the same thing, when I say the word psychic to some people, they will look at me like I got 14 eyes, you know.
Exactly.
So I understand, because they don't understand. And so, you know, that's what's going on with this. But I wouldn't let that stop me or hold me back, because, again, you're very qualified to do this, and this is what Spirit has called you to do. So I would just say, hey, you know, I can't help it if you don't understand what's going on, and you know, keep moving forward. That's what I would do.
All right. Thank you.
But I definitely see you doing good and getting some clients. Do you have a website?
Right now I'm maintaining my blog and social media presence. So, yeah.
Okay.
I am KiaHypnosis at Twitter.
Okay. Because you might think about a website, because I really feel like a website would help solidify you a little bit,
right.
and get you some clients and stuff. So you might consider that down the line.
Yes. I will. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I appreciate calling in.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Holly in California.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I haven't talked to you for a while. So can I help?
I just want a message from friends or family on the other side.
Friends or family on the other side. I keep hearing happy holidays. So they're wanting to wish you happy holidays and let you know that they're a part of that. I think a lot of times, you know, this time of the year, you know, we start missing our loved ones that are on the other side, you know, from their physical forms. We start missing them. And I think that, you know, they're wanting you to know, especially your brother, Holly, is wanting you to know that he's right there around you. Is there something special that you guys do for the holidays? Is it like a family tradition or something? Because I keep hearing tradition in my head. Is there something that you guys do? Like a pattern, something that the family has always done. Is there anything like that?
Not that I could think of. I'll probably think of it later. But it was his birthday yesterday.
And so you know, he's just acknowledging, you know, you and acknowledging, you know, yesterday was his birthday. So that's a good thing. Did you do anything special for him or talk to him? Because he says that you talked to him yesterday. Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him and I put stuff on Facebook that it was his birthday. And I put a video of him.
Okay, because he's acknowledging that he appreciates that. And that was very sweet of you to do that. So that's nice. So he didn't know that. Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right. So my dog is right here wanting attention. So always. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi. Thank you. My name's Elizabeth.
Hi.
And my question. Hi. Yes, I am in need of a new car. Do you see me having a new car, a new used car anytime soon?
I see a new car. I would see February, if not sooner. I would say February at least. I wouldn't say any later than February. Yeah. So, yeah. You definitely need dependable transportation. You haven't really had that. And so I would say yes on that. So, okay?
Okay, thank you. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. All right, happy holidays to you too. All right, let's go ahead and talk to the person everybody else talks to before you talk to me, which is Rose. So, hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. I guess it's the question of the day. Do you have any messages for me from any of my crossed over loved ones?
Okay, let me focus here. I'm going to be quiet for a second. They're saying that you need to acknowledge the holidays, not to. I know that it's hard, so they're saying don't, because it's like Rose. What I keep hearing from them is they're saying that you're like in a gigantic hole right now, and you need to dig yourself. You need to dig yourself out of there. You know, I know that sometimes the holidays we look at and we go, you know, what is there to celebrate, especially, you know, right now a lot of people are financially bound right now. and they're saying for you to dig yourself out of the hole you've dug. And that's what I keep hearing. Whatever that means to you, that's what I keep hearing over and over. And so, you know, I would put up some holiday decorations, acknowledge the holidays. And I also, Rose, one thing that I would expect for you is a holiday miracle. You know, I definitely believe in it. And, you know, I've told a lot of people, you know, that, you know, not to expect anything job-wise because of the holidays. But I'm going to be a little different with you, and I'm going to say that something should be happening like next week, right before Christmas. There should be a miracle for you.
Wow, that would be awesome.
So, you know, just keep manifesting that, keep putting that out there. And, you know, the one thing that I want to tell you is Spirit knows your struggles. So, you know, Spirit's right there with you, supporting you and guiding you and directing you. So don't get discouraged. And, you know, but a lot of us, you know, we can dig holes. And what I mean by that, you know, we go into this place of depression and we just get stuck there. And so, you know, don't get stuck there. You know, put up something for the holidays, you know, and you know, enjoy the holidays. You're still here on the planet. You still have a lot of stuff to do, you know. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do for this program. So, you know, hang in there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. No problem. Yeah, I couldn't do the program without you, actually. So I appreciate your help. Make it a whole lot easier for me. It's nice to be able to say people's names, like Melvin. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, where have you been, man? You disappeared on me.
So. I'm so sorry, Michael. No,
that's
I'm
okay.
Just, yeah. Well, last night was my last night at the hospital. We officially closed.
Amen.
Yep, I walked out. We should be in the newspaper. We walked out the last client last night. But that's not a real big concern for me because I know there's something definitely coming for me. But I just wanted to ask you, like, when something really good is going to start manifesting in my life, because I went out to the college 2 days ago to check out my eligibility. I am accepted into college, but I don't have the funds to pay for these last 8 classes. So now I'm in this desperate mode trying to find me a scholarship and grant by next month, the 6th of next month. That's when the classes start. So do all of that, you know, is there any messages for my situation?
Yeah, the one thing that I keep hearing over and over is that, hold on, I got a little bit of feedback. I'm going to close that off. Sometimes when I'm on a Skype phone, sometimes I get feedback off of this. But Melvin, the one that I keep hearing is, you know, you're hanging in there. You got a good attitude, so hang on to that attitude. I still see you going to college. I still see that. And I would see something happening just right in time so you won't miss out on this. And I do feel like you will get a grant. And so I'm going to open your mic again, but I do appreciate you calling in. And so, all right?
Okay, Michael. All right.
All right.
You see that?
All right. I appreciate you calling. Excuse me?
You see that coming in, right at before the 6th of next month?
Yeah, I would see it before the 6th. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. No problem. All right. Hang in there. All right.
All right, thanks. Happy holidays. Thanks.
You too, Melvin. All right. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ray in California. Hi.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
My question is more like love life. Do you see anything coming for me? And if so, around when or anything like that, or if you think I should go back and revisit something, just what you see in that.
Okay. Are you considering going back into a relationship that you were in?
Kind of. We just kind of ended. We were never really in a relationship. We'd just known each other for a long time. It's never worked because of the distance. She finally moved here, and we were kind of getting serious, but then I just kind of drew the line at something. I said, look, you know, I just kind of stopped and said, I don't think you appreciate me, and I just stopped talking to her. But it was just kind of hard to walk. I mean, I walked away, but, I mean, I miss her, but at the same time, I kind of want to move away, and I don't know. I want to move on,
yeah,
but I don't know if I should.
Yeah, because I just feel like – I feel like you will move on, but I feel like you need to finish that. I feel like that you're still very much emotionally attached to that. And you mentioned that just now, you know, that you still have a lot of feelings, you know. There's just a lot of things unresolved with that. I do feel like another relationship is opening up for you, and I will tell you when. And I would see this about March of next year. But, you know, you need to resolve the relationship that you had and you know, break ties with that and to move on. And but there is somebody else coming into your path about March.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I just didn't know how she felt. You know, I finally texted her after talking to her for a month because I told her, I said, look, it's best that we don't talk anymore. And I was just kind of disappointed that she didn't come back and say, you know, why? You know, what's going on? And she just let me walk away without even putting up a fight. Whereas I knew if she left me, I would have said, can you at least tell me why, what's going on? Because we established more than just a relationship. Like, we were really, really good friends. And I was just, like, really disappointing that she could move on without even caring that I left, you know? And that's why I don't even know if she cares anymore.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think that this is done, and you know, I'm really sorry that you know you got hurt. I was in a relationship that ended, you know, abruptly, and you know, we have those questions of why, and we can why ourselves to death, you know, Ray, you know, just you know, over and over, but I feel like that this is done, and I'm really sorry that it happened this way. Because I know how it feels not to have that resolved.
When we were someone seeing each other, I kind of told her, like, you know, we don't need each other. We're more like compliments to each other. And I know that we can both move on from each other. And, I mean, that's kind of like what I've been trying to do. Like, all right, you know, like, I can live my life without her. I'm trying to move on. But it's always been in the back of my mind. I was like, man, is there even something else besides her? I mean, you know, that's why I asked, like, is there anything else, you know, that's why I asked.
Yeah. Yeah, and there definitely is, and something a lot better for you. I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate
you
calling in, okay?
I appreciate
it. All right,
it.
Thank you,
Ray.
Bye-bye. Yeah, because I have still several callers that want to talk to me, so let's go ahead and talk to 808. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. And Leilani,
I appreciate your patience.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, I have this question. This lady came into my life as like a kind of a career change, and things didn't really work out. It's more me than her because I don't really want to try to really make it work. At the same time, when I met her, I felt like this vibrating, like pulsating in my hand, like healing energy. Like I felt like I got to help her. And then it got further into her life, and I found out she has a child, and she has no idea where the child is, and she thinks the child's not alive. I mean, her life is really complex and kind of really scary, actually. She's asking me to go out dancing with her, and I'm like, I'm indifferent because I don't know what to do because part of me wants to be, I think she's just really lonely and needs a friend, but the other part of me thinks there's a reason why she's lonely and has no friends, you know?
Right.
And if you know, like if you could tune in and see if her son is in this, is like in body, you know, her son's name is, can I give it you in the name?
Yeah, go ahead.
His name is Logan Clark Sterling. So he's like about 4.
Okay.
And if you could just tell me like where and like if you can get any information about if he's alive, where he is, because apparently his father is a wanted fugitive, and she has no idea where her kid is, but I don't know how factual her truth is. Like, I don't know her, so, I mean, I'm only going off of what she tells me.
Right, yeah. I'll tell you this, and this would take a lot of more time than I have with you, but I will tell you that I feel that his energy is still on this plane, so I would say that he's alive. I feel like that there is a connection with his father somehow. I don't know if his father has him or something like that, but I feel a connection with that. And then as far as your friendship with this lady, I would proceed with caution. I feel like that she has a lot of baggage that she carries, so I would proceed with caution with her, but she definitely needs somebody to be there. And there's a reason that you felt that healing energy in your hands. I feel like that you can help her, but I would, you know, be very reserved and you know, things like that with her, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time with her, but I wouldn't just brush her off either, because I feel like that you can help her in a way. So there's a reason why you guys cross paths. So.
Okay, because, I mean, I'm borderline thinking she's 5150, and that kind of makes me a little nervous.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know. I'm like, yes. Proceed with caution, but am I feeding myself to the sharks? I don't know.
I would proceed with caution and I would go to public places. I wouldn't be alone with her a lot. So I think she's harmless, but, you know, there's just a lot of baggage with her. So, just a lot of things in her closet that she's not coming honest about and things like that. But as far as her son goes, I feel like his energy is still on this plane. Okay?
Are they going to get reunited? I mean, is she going to find her kid?
I believe in time, yes. I believe in time. But I'm going to have to move on. I got still some callers.
I appreciate it. Thank
on.
You. You guys, you
no
have
problem.
A great, you have a great holiday season, and thank you, and God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Appreciate you calling in. Don't mean to cut off people, but I'm trying to get everybody on, and we're running down on time. Time just goes fast. Lori, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, you're on air.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How can I help?
Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. What do you see for the outcome of my grades this semester or anything going on in school? I decided to go back.
Okay, that's a good that was an excellent choice for you to go back.
Yeah,
so that's a good,
you helped me decide.
That's
too.
A good choice. Yeah, that's a good choice. And as far as your grades go, I feel like they're okay. I feel like your brain's trying to make you worry about something that's not there. So, but I would just continue moving forward as far as your education goes.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
I'll do that. Okay,
right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and let's go to Lisa in California. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Straight to the point. I had a couple of job interviews today. Do you see me getting one of them, if not both?
Yes. I feel like you get offers from both, okay? This is what I keep seeing. I feel like you're going to get offers from both, but I feel like you're going to take the second one. Whatever that second one is. And I feel like the second choice of those interviews, because I do believe that both of them are going to offer you positions. And so you're going to make a choice here, and I feel like it's that second choice.
Does one consider traveling, or is one in an office?
I feel like more travel.
Okay.
Whatever,
all right.
That is. Does that make sense?
And I want to, It does, and I want to thank you. I did meet the guy of my dreams, and he proposed to me. We're getting married in March.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. For, that's just super.
Well, you helped me. Well, you predicted it.
So now it is. So yeah.
So now
I predicted that you're going to have a job. So we're going to go with that is done too. So.
Now, am I going to be able to pay for the wedding?
Yeah. Weddings can be expensive for sure, and so
I am trying to keep it as low key as possible. But it's like all these little things keep adding up.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, because you try to keep it low and you try to keep it within budget, but those kind of things just have a tendency of just blowing up. And so, but you guys are going to be very happy together. So I'm glad it's working out. And so you guys are going to be very super happy. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you again. There's this man that loaned me money. He's a very kind elderly man when I was going to school. Do you see me paying him back anytime soon?
I would say yes. I would say by the end of 2014 you should have him paid back.
Oh, thank you. It's been weighing on me, and I've been trying to get the monies. Thank you.
Yeah, and he understands, but you know he knows that you're trying, so that's all that matters, you know.
I am.
You know, he knows that you're trying. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's nice that he stepped up to help you when you needed it, so that's a good thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm more stressed trying to pay him back because he's moving out of the area. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And thank you. I'm so in love, and my children and I are never felt so much at home. And you are a blessing. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us. And have a great holiday season.
You too. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because this last couple of weeks I've just been stabbed over and over with all these regrets and humiliations and re-experiencing all these things in my life and people that I can't apologize to let them know that I'm not that way anymore. And I can't get out of it. What's going to make all stop? What's going to make all these thoughts stop? They're just everything I look at reminds me of something stupid I've done or someone I've hurt. Or I just have so many regrets. I can't make it stop. So I can just enjoy what's in front of me right now. Do you have any insight about that?
Yeah. And I can relate. I mean, honestly, there was a time in my life I was the same way. You know, I just kept beating myself up over and over, and I bet anybody listening to us have been where you are, you know, so you're not in the ship by yourself. And what really helped me, and I'll tell you what helped me, was you know, loving me. And I feel like that, you know that you're sorry, and that's all that matters. You know, a lot of times we can't be responsible for how other people act or how other people respond to us. You know, there's a point where we just move on. And that was like with me. You know, there was a point where I just said, okay, I'm not going to beat myself up anymore. I'm not going to listen to that inner critic anymore. I'm not going to let that thing just beat me up over and over and just drag everything up. The one thing that I feel like why this is happening right now with you is I feel like the Spirit wants you to get rid of all of this stuff as you go into 2014. And as you go into 2014, I really feel like that 2014 is going to be that year that you really start loving you, that you really start taking care of you. And, you know, and you're not going to get so much into your head. I mean, right now, when I'm tapping into you, it feels like your head is just spinning almost. It's like you can't focus. It's like, does that make any sense to you? It's like you make lists and you forget things. It's just like you're overwhelmed at the moment. That overwhelmed energy that you're feeling right now, that is going to pass as you go into next year. And what your brain is trying to tell you your brain is trying to put up one last fight, saying, hey, you're no good, you know, you're never going to accomplish anything, over and over and over. Those are the same things that I heard. And there was a point in my life where I just said, you know what, brain, shut the heck up, you know, and that's what we have to do. Anytime that, you know, if we just let our brains just talk to us over and over, they're going to bring up all the regrets, all the what-ifs, and we can stay there if we want, but it's no fun there. And you've been there for a while, and I understand. I'm not making light of your situation. I'm just giving you hope that what you have to do is, you know, do some meditation time, but what you have to do is you have to take control of your life and say, you know what, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to love myself, and if nobody else understands or nobody else, you know, puts up with things or you know, they say things about me, that is not true. What you have to do is you have to find the truth for yourself, and that's what I did for me, and that's what we have to do for all of us. We have to find our true self and then stand on that ground, and hopefully that makes sense to you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, hey, I've been there. I have been there, and I understand how it feels. You know, we just, you know, we want to ask people forgiveness, and they just brush us off or they don't accept that. Forgiveness can be done very simply by saying, hey, you know what, if they can't accept it, you know, just, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm sorry to them, and then you move on. Because forgiveness really isn't for them. It's for us. It frees us from that emotional baggage that you've been carrying around for a long time now. And mm-hmm. finally, it's at this point where it's suffocating you. Does that make sense? It just feels like you're being suffocated right now with all
oh,
the what-ifs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And so, yeah. And you can beat yourself up all day long if you want, but that's no fun. And so...
Yeah.
Stop doing that because you're a good person, and you know you're a good person. You just need somebody to reassure you're a good person. So I'm doing that today by saying, hey, you're a good person. And you know, a lot of times in my life there were people that wouldn't forgive me, but, you know, I forgave me. And that's the hardest thing I think that we have to do in life is to forgive ourselves. And I don't think you're totally there yet. I think you're really close to forgiving yourself. But you need to forgive yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to move on past this. You know, there's not really anything else I can do. But so I'm going to move on and live my life to the fullest I can live my life. And that's what you need to tell yourself.
Okay, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in. You take care of yourself, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, we've all been there. I mean, we can live in the land of what-ifs. You know, what if I had done that? What if I had done this? We can live there, but why? You know, Spirit wants us to live in the land of now. We can't do a darn thing about the past. I say this over and over, but we can't do a darn thing about it. We can have all the regrets, and we can go into the what I call the pity party thing if we want to. But I don't want to do that anymore. I want to live my life to the fullest that I can. And maybe my life is not totally perfect right now. And maybe your life is not totally perfect right now. But you know, what the hell? We are going to move forward. And that's what we're going to do. And you know, we can let our minds beat us up all day long. But why? Why are we doing that to ourselves? You know, come on. We got to love ourselves. And that's where it begins. And this is one thing, reason why I started this show is to get you to love you. And it's not easy sometimes. You know, sometimes it's not easy to go into the bathroom and look in the mirror, and because our brains want us to see all that's wrong with us, all the flaws, all that other stuff. But that really doesn't matter. What really matters is, because the one thing I want to tell you, my friends, is that someday your spirit is going to leave your human form. Someday you are going to take that last breath. I don't know when that someday is for you. And we can always stay right where we are right now in the regret land. But I decided a long time ago to get out of there. And I am not going to go back there. Because I know a better day is coming. You know, of course I'm going to have those bad days just like you have bad days. But I know what's the most important thing, and the most important thing is what I do with the spiritual side of me. Because the spiritual part of me continues forward, continues on. When I take this last breath in this body that I call Michael, I'm going to move on. Yeah, of course, you know, we all have those things in our lives. You know, right now I'm trying to get some paperwork together, and I have to get some information, you know, about stuff that's happened in my life. And is it bringing up a whole bunch of stuff? Yeah, but it's bringing it up so I can get rid of it. That's what we have to realize. A lot of times when these things are surfacing in us, it's doing it for a reason. So we can release it. So we can say, okay, I'm done with it. I'm going to move on. And mean that we're going to move on. Don't say, okay, Spirit, take this from me, and then you grab it back and say, maybe some other day. You know, maybe some other day I'll give that to you. You know, no, give it and let it go. I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but it's what Spirit's calling us to do. Let me give you my website address one more time in case you want to set up a reading with me while they're on sale. They're actually half off right now, I believe. And so what they will go up to. And so so you might want to take advantage of it. I know money's tight. I understand that. I'm not pushing you, not pressure from me. But I'm just saying, if you want to get a full reading with me, you go to this website. www.insightswithmichael.com. One thing you're going to learn about me if you stick around my radio show is I'm not a pressure kind of guy. I'm not a salesman. I'm just me, and hopefully you like me, and I like you, and so hopefully you like me. And if you don't, that's okay. So, you know, I always have this saying that I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and so that's okay. We're all in this world together and, you know, doing the best we can. And so, all right, well, we've come to the end of another show. And so I appreciate you tuning in and listening to this one. We will be on air again tomorrow, actually. What is tomorrow, Saturday? Yeah. As long as we're expecting some freezing rain, so we'll be on air as long as I have power, and hopefully we'll pray that I have power and all that's going good. The one thing I want to do as we end today is I want to pray, because I know a lot of people are going to be traveling this weekend because of the holiday of Christmas, and so why don't you all just pray with me as we get ready to close out today, and let's pray for those that are traveling and that they'll be safe, because there's some winter weather that's moving in. And so let's pray right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for another program today. And I thank you for all the callers that called in and for the good times that we've had today. And Father, Mother, God, right now my focus is on those that will be traveling this weekend and these coming up days. That right before Christmas here, and I just pray that you would just grant them travel mercies and just be with them and keep them all safe. And Father, Mother, God, this ice storm that they're saying that we're supposed to get, I just ask that you would minimize that right now and just let it go away if possible, or don't let it have the impact that they're saying that it's going to have. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your guidance and your direction in everything that we do and everything we say. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for everything. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. We're done. Thank you for listening today again. And you have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Our website for Spiritual Talk Radio is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can make a donation over there if you would like to continue our show moving forward. We are at the end of another month, and we need your help again if you can help. All right? So you be you. I'll be me, and together we will get there. You have a great night. Well, like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. So I'm moving down here to find a song to close out with. And I found it, so we're going to go ahead and close out. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Talk to you tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Central. Tell your friends about our program. Marcus is a favorite. Follow me on Twitter and all that stuff. And so we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye, guys. Peace be with you.